Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's good news for Boston libraries for the moment. The trustees of the Boston Public Library have decided to postpone 4 library branch closures. The mayor will plug the funding gap for the next fiscal year while the city figures out what happens to the library buildings and services in communities slated to lose their branches. Despite the decision, both library supporters and state lawmakers are responding with skepticism and anger at the trustees' decision to delay the closure timetable. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has the story.
There was no joyous applause when the Boston Public Library trustees announced they are delaying shutting down 4 branch libraries this fall. Instead, there is still tension, disappointment, and anger about how the BPL is dealing with a more than $3 million budget gap. Alyssa Cadillac is president of one of the unions representing library workers.
The postponement of closing branches is not a cause for celebration. We think that every neighborhood and every area, including the Back Bay, should have its own branch permanently.
The branches in Brighton, Dorchester, East Boston, and South Boston will be on an indefinite timetable for closure. Meanwhile, cuts will go forward in central administration and at the Copley Square Library, eliminating up to 68 jobs in order to save about $2 million. State Representative Marty Walls is angry the trustees are not revisiting the choice to close branches at all.
I'm very disappointed in this decision because what the state legislature is seeking to do is to keep the libraries open. What the Board of Trustees are doing is simply planning better for their closure.
There are 3 amendments attached to the state budget that would eliminate the state's $2.4 million funding for the Boston libraries as punishment for shutting down any branches. Walls still supports pulling state funding because she says it's not enough simply to delay the closings. The budget is in a closed-door conference committee. Representative Linda Dorsina-Forey is also unhappy the trustees still plan to close branches.
They're not saying we're going to think creatively on how to keep these branches open. They're saying we want to meet with these communities to figure out how to reuse these buildings. How do we close the buildings down, you know, because we don't want to have libraries there. That's what I'm hearing, and I think that is a serious problem.
At the center of this debate is a $1.6 million hole in the BPL budget. Mayor Tom Menino says he'll fill that gap this year so the city can figure out what to do with the buildings and how to deliver services without libraries. At the meeting yesterday, Library Trustee Chairman Jeffrey Rudman told state lawmakers he would welcome additional funding.
If you will find us the $1.6 million of new money, am I being clear? And do not take away from us that last $2.4 million. But if you will find us $1.6 million of new money, there will be no closings of branches.
During the public comment period, it was clear library supporters are not giving up the fight.
This is a war.
Elizabeth Buckley's local branch in Brighton is slated to close.
Our goal is to save these libraries. No one else seems concerned about that. So it is a war. We're doing everything we possibly can to save them.
But Chairman Rudman refutes that assertion.
We do not have the money. So let me be clear with all the public representatives in this room. We are not cavalierly closing a branch.
The war comes down to budgets. Will the state budget strip the Boston Public Library of funds as punishment for closing branches, even though the city has postponed the closures, or will the mayor continue to find the money to take branch closings off the table, which would secure state funding? For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.